Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
MoneyWeb reports that dodgy African funds are being used to snap up luxury properties on Cape Town's Atlantic seaboard. An investigation by Open Secrets tracked homes worth 162 million rand purchased by politically connected individuals in Mozambique, DRC and Equatorial Guinea. It doesn't help South Africa's case on the Financial Action Task Force grey list due to sluggish FICA compliance by estate agents and lawyers. A dismal third quarter of 2024 for MTN saw revenue down 18.5%, with voice revenue down 31% and data down 15%. On a positive, fintech grew by 8.5% and total subscribers up 1.6%, depreciating currencies in many African countries largely to blame as being felt by other multinational brands. Life insurer Sanlam has flagged the two-pot withdrawal system, with 1.5 billion rand taken out over 78,000 clients in September alone and 2.5 billion rand to date. Despite this, net life insurance premium inflows increased by 57% in the 9 months to 30 September. Net operational earnings were up 17% and new business up 12%. On the markets, a two-month low for the gold price saw the resources counter down 2%, but industrials and financials counterbalanced the JSE, the all share in the top 40 ending the session flat on 83,834 and 75,766 respectively. A dash in the hopes of a December rate cut by the US Federal Reserve saw Wall Street drift lower, the Dow down 0.5%, and the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ down 0.2%. London's FTSE up 0.5%. Asian markets looking to end the week positive, with Tokyo up 0.8% and Hong Kong and Sydney up 0.5%. The rand steady this morning, now at 18.24 to the greenback, 23.13 to pound sterling and 19 rand 24 to the euro. The euro firmer at 105.45 to the dollar. Gold at $2,568, platinum $946, Bitcoin at $88,334, and a barrel of Brent crude $72.10.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.